This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The federal moratorium on evictions has slowed but not stopped eviction cases in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
On September 4th, the Centers for Disease Control issued nationwide restrictions to stop most evictions for non-payment. The order came just as eviction cases were accelerating in Colorado, according to state courts' data. In the week before the order, landlords filed about 900 eviction cases, the highest number that Colorado has seen during the pandemic. In the week after the CDC order, that number dropped by half, but hundreds of cases are still continuing. Landlords in Colorado can ask a judge to decide whether an eviction can proceed. The order still allows eviction for things like property damage or expired leases. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Boulder County has amended a public health order following public backlash. The order banned gatherings between people ages 18 to 22. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
Critics said the order puts women and the financially disadvantaged at unfair risk. In response, health officials are now permitting gatherings of up to two young adults. They're also exempting a small amount of people from the mandatory stay-at-home order in effect at 36 residences. Only those less likely to spread the virus, like those who have recovered, will be given the exemption. The guidelines are set to expire next week. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
The state has closed a mental health hospital in northern Colorado for various violations, including not taking proper precautions against the spread of COVID-19. Patients at Clearview Behavioral Health in Johnstown have been relocated to other facilities. This is CPR News.